to the Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There's a ton of information up there. I have links to all kinds of people, smart cookies out there who have done a lot of research, so please check them out. I wanted to mention a special hello to everybody out there who's listening on all the little stations around the country that are picking up the programming. And, of course, to the listeners in the Dallas area. Hello, Dallas, KHFX, 1140 AM. Listen, if you want the truth to continue to be redistributed, then what you need to do is help make that happen. Advertise your business or service on this network because we are redistributors of the truth. And the way to continue to be able to fight back is to hear the truth. You're not going to get the hustle from the mainstream media, and we know that crap. They're hustlers. Anyway, advertise on this network. So if you want to do that, republicbroadcasting.org is the website address. Go there. Contact button on there. Get in contact with the people who can make that happen. So listen, if you want to be free, you need to get into the game, right? Anyway, Blue, as you were saying when we went to break, you were talking about strategies to fight these people. So please continue.
I was saying, breaking it all down, 80% of the public will complain about it. 20% of the public will show up at a meeting. 10% once an agenda is set and an activity is put forth, 10% of the people will say, I'll do it. But only 2% of the people show up and actually do it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the problem. We're all too busy in our lives. Well, you know what? We're going to have to get together here. I listen to RBN and GCN constantly. I have a strategy when I'm not on the clock, and I'm fortunate to have a job. My phone is on either RBN or GCN, and it is on speakerphone. So when I'm at a store, the rest of the world is hearing the truth. Do I get some strange look?
I think it's a great idea. I think you need to be get into people's faces. Just like these commies say, that's the strategy they use, right? Get in their face. You got to do the same thing. I really agree with you there, Blue. I think that's a very smart idea. You know, you got to fight fire with fire. Take the napkin off the lap. This isn't a gentleman's game we're in.
No, we have to fight them with the same tactics that they're fighting us. Obviously that's a winning strategy because look how far they've gotten with their agenda.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Blue. And see, I think that's one of the failings of the Patriot movement is because the people in it have been accustomed to playing by the rules, if you will. And so it's always been distasteful to them to behave in the manner that people behave who are their opponents. However, if you're in a ring with Muhammad Ali, and you're not going to get too far if you're going to hit him with a feather, are you?
No, not at all. Another way to do this is also in your local stations, when they have talk shows, call in, dominate it. Just call in constantly and dominate the situation, dominate what you want to say. And you have to get together with a group of people. And I don't care if you have to lie to get on air and say that pink elephants fly. As soon as you answer whatever question that they have, flip the subject. My particular fight is Ron Paul. He is our last hope. He's America's last hope, or we are completely done for. And the only way that we're going to pull this off, to have Ron Paul as the Republican nominee, is we are going to have to infiltrate the Democratic Party and get the unhappy Democrats to side with or to register as Republicans in the primary and push Ron Paul and vote for Ron Paul so we can get him as the nominee.
Well, you know, the problem that you've already identified, Blue, is the fact that there's so few people who actually do anything. You got a meeting that you go to, say a Tea Party meeting, and there's 100 people in there, and there's two of them, or four of them, or five of them that actually do anything. The other 95 show up once a month, get their, oh, I feel good about myself. Now they pat themselves on the back because they showed up. Listen, we're going to break. I'm getting the cue music here playing. Hang on, Blue. Paul in New Jersey will be right back in 3 minutes. I'll take your call, but don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call in this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. And I want to make a quick announcement. Fred Kelly Grant, for those of you who listen routinely, is an attorney that I've had on my show who has been fighting against these land grab and takeovers all around the country. And he is actually, right now, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, which is, of course, right now, there's a public hearing being conducted in Washington County in St. George's, Utah. So for any of you out in that neck of the woods listening, you'll be able to hear this broadcast on their website, trademarkamerica.org. But this is what is happening is the Secretary Salazar, who, what is his title? I don't know what czar this creep is. But anyway, what they're trying to do is close down a huge strip of land in Arizona, Utah, and in Arizona. They want to close down this area of land that has uranium, which is, we need it, right? And anyway, this is billions of what this area has already suffered. I'm going to read a little bit to you. This area has already suffered devastating economic and social loss as a result of the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, the lockdown of billions of tons of the cleanest coal in the nation, and the refusal of the federal government to allow logging of the forests that lie dying and decaying. This withdrawal will cost billions of dollars of economic loss and hundreds of jobs. This is, of course, the Bureau of Land Management. They want to take the strip out of mining. And so this hearing is going on right now. And, I'm telling you, these people are pure evil. These people really are pure evil. And we need to fight them every way we can possibly think of. So if you want to check out, I'm sure that they will have a link to what happened at this hearing on trademarkamerica.org. So if you guys want to look later on, I'm sure they'll put it up there. If not, I'll yell at Fred and make sure somebody in his office puts it up there so people can see. But this is a, you know, what they're trying to do in Utah and Arizona. This is the Secretary of the Interior is withdrawing the strip from multiple use, which is just, you know, I'm telling you, but this is their goal. This is how these commie people, these commie bastards work, is to just collapse the system and destroy us economically. Anyway, Blue, you were saying, so please go ahead.
Well, going back to trying to enlist the unhappy Democrats, you understand that you're already dealing with a group that's organized. So if you can get the Democrats to flip over and just register for the primary, I mean, they can go back at any time and re-register as a Democrat, but just for the primary, to vote in the primary, in the Republican primary, to vote for Ron Paul, we can get him. We can get the numbers where he needs to be as the Republican candidate for 2012. But we have got to get their help, and we've got to get the independents on board. And if I hear one more person on RBN say, well, it's just futile to vote.
Well, here's the problem, and where they're going with that, Blue. Here's the problem. The solution to all our problems does not rest in the office of the President of the United States. And I agree with you that I think of all of the candidates out there, Ron Paul seems to adhere to the Constitution more than any of the others do. Most of them wipe their rear ends with the Constitution. They're indifferent to it. They could care less. But the answer to the problems that are taking place with UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and the implementation thereof is not going to be solved by the President of the United States.
No, I will agree with you there.
Yeah, and so we need to fight this at a local level, because that's how it's being implemented at a local level. Like what I just mentioned, this area that they want to take out of mining in Arizona and Utah, that's, you know, the President of the United States isn't going to stop that. So even if it was Ron Paul.
But he could withdraw us from the UN.
Well, yeah.
Which would null and void any treaties that we've signed.
Well.
And that's where the fight's going to be, is to withdraw from the UN. A little bit of isolationism from the world for the United States is not going to hurt us.
Oh, well, I'm in agreement with you there. Honestly, I think we need to cut all these free trade agreements, because they haven't been free. And I think we need to take care of ourselves first. And I think that there's a lot of stuff we could do here in this country to support ourselves and take care of ourselves. We have all the natural resources. We need to be a thriving economic powerhouse again. And I'm all for, hey, charity begins in the home. Blue, I want to thank you for calling. I've got a couple other callers I want to take. Thanks for calling, Blue. Keep up the good work. Keep fighting. And I'm thrilled that you put these shows on your cell phone as you walk around. I think that's super. I think it's a good idea.
Take care.
You too. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you there?
Yes, you were talking about earlier about the government projects, the work projects, and Maxine Waters.
Yes.
Remember? For one, a lot of these work projects in the 1930s, such as the Hoover Dam and the Grand Coulee Dam,
mm-hmm.
They really benefited those regions. So well-planned governmental projects to create jobs, if planned properly, can be very beneficial. Also, the space program could be argued as another one of those beneficial make-work programs that paid off into unforeseen new markets because of the technology created out of the demand for the aerospace technology. So there was great advancement because of government projects. So I'm not adverse to government projects. I like big status things. You know, if you want to keep busy, I wouldn't even mind chipping in to build a pyramid.
You want to build a pyramid, huh? Yeah, there you go.
I know. I'm saying I would rather have our money spent, instead of the foreign military, to military bases overseas, I would rather, and building huge compounds in Iraq, right, in Baghdad, right, out of thousands of tons of concrete. We could have been building public works jobs here, and they'd already be here. We would have better roads. We could maybe, here's one, bury the electric lines instead of this archaic system of above-ground electric lines, which have devastated the East Coast with the in Europe, they bury their electric. So we have a backwards electrical grid that could be fixed up. And so I'd rather see the money being spent domestically on public works projects than anything overseas.
Well, do you think the cash for clunkers was beneficial?
No. No, because that was subsidizing an unnecessary industry. But
an unnecessary industry? What is the unnecessary industry? The automotive industry?
Yeah. Well, cars that nobody wanted. More of a thing. But in a sense, well, cash for clunkers, what I remember, is partly just a tax cut, too, though.
Don't you think it's kind of like that broken window theory where kind of now it elevated the price of used cars went up because of the fact that there were less of them? So that interference in what would have been if you buy something when you need it kind of thing, didn't that kind of do more damage than it did good?
Yeah, I think so. But in the case of these public works projects, like I mentioned, they absolutely benefited. So if they right ones. And if they plan a good one, why not to make jobs for Americans? I'm for that. And also, if you want to make jobs for Americans, the most important thing that you should do is tariffs on foreign goods.
What did you say? Tariffs?
Yeah, more tariffs on foreign goods.
Well, there's a lot of people. It's funny you mentioned tariffs because I was reading varying viewpoints on that over the weekend. And I have to tell you, I truly am. You can call me an isolationist. I really don't care. But I believe charity begins in the home, and I think we should do things that benefit American citizens first. And that goes to enforcing our immigration laws, that we are a nation of laws, that the Constitution is the rule of law here in this nation, and we should be following it. And we should be doing things that benefit us. And quite frankly, the rest of the world can go pound salt, as far as I'm concerned. It's not my responsibility to make sure that, like you mentioned, the military bases, pull them all out of the rest of the world. Let the people spend their money on their own defense, because let's face it, there's always going to be fighting and infighting and wars, because that just goes along with humanity. You know, that's just in our nature, that one person is envious or jealous or whatever of another conquered. It's just life. That's just reality. But I'm all about taking care of American people first. But I think that you need to, what does it say in the Bible? You know, teach a man, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. I think we need to really work from that perspective.
However, I'm in the, Jesus teaches to be your brother's keeper. And I don't think that applies to nation states. I don't think we as Americans are obliged to help anyone
with
the public largesse out of the public funds. Personally, you're free to donate to the foreign country of your choice.
I agree.
But it's just the misallocation of resources from the government with this foreign policy adventures. And a lot of it, in my opinion, has to do with the Jewish control in the foreign policy and how the Project for a New American Century was the coup of a cabal of Jews to take our foreign policy and turn it into democratizing the Middle East, which was basically a covert way to achieve the objectives for the state of Israel as we fight Libya right now for the greater good of Israel. So basically, the Mossad basically runs our American foreign policy.
Paul, have you seen that video of Libya? There was actually something, an excellent article up on RBN, I don't know who wrote it, all about Libya, and some research some fellow from, where was he, from Iceland, he had done on Libya. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Check it out. It was up there yesterday, I believe. It may even still be up there today, but it was rather interesting because it's kind of, hey, hang on, Paul. Maximus in Michigan and Tom and Kurt, I'll be with you. We're going to break, everybody. I'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there. There are links to all kinds of good info, so please check it out. Listen, I want to say hello to everybody who's listening. Advertise on this network. Would you please listen? Put your money where your mouth is. You need to do that, and that just made me think of this fellow who passed away a couple weeks ago. Joey Vento, when I had mentioned him, he owned Geno Steaks, and he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars putting his money where his mouth was. He used to buy advertising time on a lot of the radio stations around the Philadelphia area so he could talk about. His thing was illegal immigration, and he put his money where his mouth was. And I know, listen, you need to do that. You need to help out, because the only way you're going to have the truth redistributed here so that people actually hear fact as opposed to fiction is to make that happen. So if you have a small business or a service that you would like to advertise here on this network, people listen from all over, so you don't know who's going to hear your advertisement and maybe want to buy your product, your service. I don't know, but do it, okay? I think Paul bailed on us, so I did want to comment, and I understand what he was saying with the benefit that the Hoover Dam and the Grand Coulee Dam and the other things, what we do, the Tennessee, what the hell was it called? The Tennessee, I can't remember what it was called. Somebody will call in and tell me what it is. I'm trying to think of that with the electrification and bringing electricity into everywhere around the country, and I certainly am a fan of spending our tax dollars on projects that benefit the American people. But unfortunately, what we have going on now is they don't spend those tax dollars. Isn't that what the whole stimulus was supposed to be about? All those shovel-ready jobs, none of which materialized, and this hustle that, oh, well, we saved jobs. What? You saved union jobs, like jobs at the post office where we can't fire these schmucks, no matter how incompetent they may be, or the teachers in the teachers' unions who sit in what they call the rubber room in New York City and collect their $100,000 a year salary because they can't fight them or they can't fire them, these incompetent whatever. They are not doing their job, but we can't get rid of them because of the union. So I'm all about charity beginning at the home, in the home, and spending our tax dollars on things that benefit the American people. But if we're not doing that, if we're continuing to support a system that's not functioning and collapsing around us, like having the post office be where you can't fire anybody, who the hell has a job you can't get fired at, please? Other than this cronyism, this nonsense, it just doesn't make sense. It flies in the face of everything, the foundation of this nation. So on that note, let me take another caller. I have Maximus in Michigan. Hi, Maximus.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I hear you're asking for a solution or a strategy.
Yes.
And it just, I've tried several times calling into RBN with different hosts, and I've just had no luck. And I'm telling you, my biggest fear here is that I'm not going to be able to get my point across, our Declaration of Independence. And
I don't know. It all depends. What's your point?
Well, it says something that people are just not, I have yet to hear it. I mean, I can read it, and people I talk to about the proper way to read this and see it, you know, spending a little bit of time, they seem to understand what is being said. But if I could just point to it, I have a copy of it right here, and I'll just take a moment to read. Well, the first paragraph is an introductory, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary, an introductory to the document.
Okay.
Now, the second paragraph, just three sentences, Maggie, just three sentences of that second paragraph defines a republic, okay? And I've heard in courts have not, as far as I know, the Supreme Court of the United States has never defined a republic, never yet has defined what a republic is, yet it is in the Declaration. Now, it says this, we've heard this so many times, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Then there are, what truths? There are five truths, self-evident truths, you count them, that are listed. And it says that all men are created equal. The second one, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. The third one, now this is the one that we really, I'm begging to please read this. The third sentence, or no, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. That, the third sentence, or the third that is, among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now this one, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, when you look at consent, everybody looks at it as like a verbal or an action, but it you cannot construe it to mean that. In other words, the way that you
But what do you think consent of the governed means, Maximus?
Hold on,
because we got to go to break. Hold on, Maximus. Tom in Florida, Chris in Vegas, we'll get to you. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
And went to break. I was talking with Maximus in Michigan. So go ahead and make your point, Maximus. You're talking about the Declaration of Independence. So go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Consent for the previous self-evident truths to be true, which they have to be, consent can only be construed to be a thing and not an action. Not an action. It is.
Why would it be? What does consent imply to you? It's not an action verb. It's just a noun. It means something that no one takes action on.
Well, it means before you go out today and you make a contract, you must first have the right to contract. If you're going to sell your car, for example, you must first own the car. Otherwise, you cannot. There can be no consent.
So what's your point here, that consent doesn't exist here? Of the governed, what does that mean to you?
Well, that means that it embodies first that the just powers of the government must be derived from the consent of what people already have or hold. In other words, if the government goes around seizing property, when it was just listed as an unalienable right above, then they're doing this without consent. And it doesn't matter if the whole county is full of green people and one person is not green, there is still no consent. That's my point. And if you look up Webster's 1828 dictionary. Okay, it's online. Look it up and see that consent is listed as a noun. But over the years, the polluted schools and have twisted this around, and everybody seems to be going along with it, but you must reread this and see that it is a thing, not an action. But then that is what a republic is. Those first three sentences of the second paragraph. And so there are some people that say the Declaration of Independence is not law. Well, it is mentioned in the Constitution. In Article 4, Section 4, every state is guaranteed a republic. Well, that's the second paragraph, first three sentences of, you know, when Ben Franklin came out, what kind of government do you have? We have a republic if you can keep it.
So you're saying that consent doesn't mean we have to act on it. You're saying consent is a noun, and a noun defined as something we are in agreement with. Would you agree with that?
It means two things, Maggie.
Would you agree that in your definition of consent or this 1826 dictionary you referenced, consent means it's something that you agree with? When you give consent, you're agreeing to something, correct?
No, ma'am. And boy, I wish I'm so weak in conveying this, but...
So what is consent?
Consent, in other words, before you can consent, there must be consent. Does that make sense?
No.
Consent is two things. It can be a thing, and it can be a word. There are other words that are both...
Well, a word is a thing here, Max Smith, is it not?
A thing being a noun.
Oh, okay, all right.
A noun. And so
you're saying the word consent is a noun and it's not a verb, so when I give my consent, when I agree to something, that's not, I've taken an action?
That is taking an action, but in our
country, you
must first have consent. You must first be able to consent before you can consent, and that is a republic. I sent you every show that I've listened to, which is almost all of them so far since you've been on.
Yeah.
Every one where there is no consent in anything that you've talked about.
There's no consent? Well, I'm consenting to do this show, am I not?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm talking
about
your adversary.
I'm not consenting to do this show. It's not my choice. I haven't given my consent to have my show air on Republic Broadcasting Network.
No, I'm sorry you misunderstood. I'm talking about the federal government having no consent.
Well, no, we're talking about what the word consent means, the definition of consent. And you're trying to say that the definition of consent isn't someone agreeing to do something. So the just powers deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed means that the governed had agreed to it, correct? But in your mind, you're saying no.
If they agreed to it, they first must hold the right to which they are agreeing.
Well, they do hold the right because it says that all men are created equal, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that they have unalienable rights. It states right there. So they have the right to consent or not to consent.
Well, do they have the right to take land from private parties?
No, they don't. But
well,
we're
then,
not consenting to that.
No,
they don't. But we're not consenting to that. I'm not consenting to allow the government to be out of control and steal people's land from them. You're not, are you?
No, I'm not. And then that is the common denominator in what they are doing. They are
operating. Because doing it doesn't, we aren't giving our, the American people aren't consenting to this government that's out of control.
Well,
we're
that
not saying, oh, okay, that's okay, you go do these things.
No,
I just mentioned Trademark America, they're going to be at this hearing today. They're obviously not giving their consent.
No,
they're fighting back.
No, my point is that there can be no consent. Well,
I have to say, Maximus, honestly, I disagree with you. I don't believe that there is no such thing as no consent. I have to disagree. But I appreciate your calling. I want to take a couple other callers. Maximus, call in again. You're welcome to continue to try to make your point and, you know, get us all up to wherever you are with your definition of consent. That's fine with me, but I would have to disagree with you that there is no such thing as consent, I don't agree. But anyway, thanks for calling, Maximus. Let's go to Tom in Florida. How are you, Tom?
Hello.
Tom.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. Where are you in Florida, Tom?
Oh, I'm hot.
I bet you are. Where are you in Florida? What part of Florida?
Way down in South Florida, Miami and Fort Lauderdale area.
Oh, okay. Geez, I used to live down in Florida for a couple of years. When I got divorced years ago, I lived down there.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Buffalo.
Oh, did you really? Small world, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What I was going to talk about was what you were talking about earlier about the isolationism. And,
okay.
You know, that really is the answer to our situation, because that's basically how we got into this trouble. There ought to be very strong protective tariffs. And, I mean, I guess you'd have to phase them in so that we didn't have, like, empty Walmart shelves instantly. But what a wonderful opportunity that would create if over a period of time these tariffs were instituted, which would basically stimulate people in this country to make that which was starting to become scarce, you know, because of the tariffs. And it was like, you know, let's say you go to Walmart and you buy a garden hose. Well, I think it was made in Indonesia or China. Well, hey, some guy could start a garden hose company here.
Yeah,
and,
couldn't they?
And if they instituted it rather quickly, it might not be such a bad thing because, you know what they say, necessity is the
mother of
invention. Well, hey, we'd be scrambling fast and start thinking about all the jobs that we'd create. And, you know, the kids go to school now, and what do they learn? Nothing. Well, how about the old tool and die maker trade, which is practically gone now? And guys that are engineers that can make this equipment or, you know, actually this equipment's already been designed. It's already there. It's probably all sitting in China. We could probably buy it back from them as they go broke while we put up the trade barriers. I went to school back in the 50s and the 60s, and you know, I didn't get a whole lot out of it. But I do remember, it just sticks in my mind that, you know, we were all taught that isolationism was kind of a crazy phase we went through, and we can't be isolationists. And now I realize, I think they were just programming us.
I agree.
This, you know, when you think of North America, what the heck do we really need? I mean, we've got seas on both coasts. We've got probably the biggest area of growing land in the world. We've got the largest freshwater supply in the world, the Great Lakes. I mean, what don't we have? And who do we actually need? And I think the answer is nobody.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean, if we had to pay, let's say we made our own bicycles. Like we used to. Remember, they used to make the, Raleigh, well, and what do you call it? Anyhow, Western Union. You used to go down there, and the bicycles were all made in America.
Everything was made in America. It was a rarity to find something made in China or Japan. And when you did, you automatically assumed it was junk, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, you can't buy parts for the bikes. I've had, you know, my kids, you buy a bike at Walmart, and, of course, it's made in China. And if a gear, you know, they're all like multiple gear bicycles, you can't find any gear shifting. You just throw the thing away and you buy another one because they actually don't have the parts.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, the bicycles lasted forever. I mean, you had a bicycle that, you know, you could be riding a bike that your parents had, you know, if you kept it in the basement or the attic because it was still good quality, you could still find the parts.
Well, you know, one of the things in talking, because I started off talking about the Congressional Black Caucus, and if we were going to use these funds to reestablish businesses in this country, well, and to loan to entrepreneurs so they could start these different businesses, that would be one thing. But that's not what's going to happen here at all. That's not what's going to happen here with them pushing for another WPA, and somebody had actually emailed me. What I was trying to think of was the Tennessee Valley Authority. But that's not what's going to happen. We're not going to eliminate and get rid of all of those so-called free trade agreements, the NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and the WTO. We're going to continue with this nonsense and continue to have our jobs leave this country. In fact, look at Ford just said that they were going to create 5,000 jobs and spend $1 billion in India. So where are the union leaders for the UAW? Where are the union leaders there who are saying, we can't do this, stop outsourcing our jobs? Where are these schmucks who are leading the union members down the primrose path to nowhere? They're not there speaking out. This hooligan from Jimmy Hoffa's son, He's not talking about what's really happening. If you wanted to really, if you were a union leader and you really had the best interests of the rank and file at heart, then you'd be talking about these trade agreements. They've sold all your good jobs out of the country that sold you down the river. Please.
Yeah, well, if you had a high trade tariffs bringing stuff in, it wouldn't be up to them anyhow. You'd take it right out of their hands. You just can't bring anything into this country unless you pay a really hefty tariff.
Well, that's exactly right.
You can't bring a bike into this country unless you pay X amount. Well, we've adjusted to the point where, hey, we can build a bike in Indiana now because that bike in China is pretty darn expensive. And, you know,
yeah.
Hey, and just take it away from them. Why should they have a say over, you know, where the jobs are going? The jobs won't go anywhere if we make it really hard for them to bring their stuff into this country. And China can take care of herself. Or she's going to have.
Sure. How many billion people are there in China? What's the population? I mean, they'd have plenty of work just taking care of themselves in China, wouldn't they? And the same with India. I mean, you can trade if people want something. I know I had read somewhere that in China that they believed. Oh, what's that? I can't think of this furniture manufacturer, Ethan Allen. That is products from Ethan Allen are very popular in China. I guess that's kind of the. You know, you really made it when you have Ethan Allen furniture. I guess that's what they think. But you know what? We could have the playing field would be level if everybody had to play using the same rule book, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not fair. If you've got a guy working for 20 to 50 cents an hour, you can't have someone look at you and say, hey, come on, play ball with these guys. You say, wait a minute. I got to make $20 an hour. He's getting to make 20 cents an hour. You can't say that's fair.
No, of course. Well, you know, I was in this conversation with this nitwit over the weekend, and she had said, well, you know, we're just going to have to, the Americans are just going to have to figure out other things to do for a living because we're in this globalist system now. I said, well, why do you think that is? I said, why? She said, somebody can't expect to work at a job for 35 years and retire from it anymore. You just can't expect it. This is someone who thinks that... no one should have dairy, and they shouldn't have meat either. So we know where we're going with that line of thinking. But I said, well, why do you think that is? Why is it that someone can't expect to have a job anymore for life and retire from it? Because of these trade agreements that we've been sold down the river. That's why we don't have an expectation of being able to retire from a factory after working there 35 years because we were sold down the river. Can you compete with a Mexican making a buck an hour? Of course you can't.
Yeah. Now globalism is an interesting word. I think they've hammered it home so many times that people think it's a given. And globalism is nothing more than a corporation's dream come true. It's an American's nightmare come true.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And it just you never hear anybody talking about isolationism because I think it's been drummed into our heads. I mean, you ask somebody from the baby boom generation about isolationism, and they'll back up because I think they were all taught in school. It's kind of a dirty word. You don't want to be an isolationist. Well, yes, we do.
we really do. They've been lying to us. These schmucks have been lying to us for decades.
Yeah.
They really have. And if you read that book I had talked about earlier that Charlotte Thompson Iserby wrote, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, she traces going back 100 years why they've controlled the educational system. The Carnegie Foundation had put so much money into manipulating the message that children were taught. It's incredible what these people have been up to, I'm telling you, Tom. It's amazing to me. Just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're waking up, though. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you're from Western New York, and I don't know if you would remember, they used to have a thing called Bethlehem Steel in Buffalo. We used to have a thing called Republic Steel.
Yes, they did.
Have, Pratt, I don't know if Pratt & Lambert paint might still be there. There was a big Chevy foundry making the engines in Tonawanda.
Yep.
I, for a while, lived in a small town not too far from there called Lockport, which is only about 40,000 people. We had a floor mat making company there called Meekins McKinnon. We had a wallboard company there called Upson Company. We had another company there called Simon Saw and Steel.
There was
I can't remember the name of it. We had a fastener country that made nuts and bolts and screws.
Yep.
We had a Vandermark. We had a chemical company.
This is a little Harrison town, Radiator in Buffalo, China.
Oh, Harrison.
And there were all kinds of things.
Harrison,
made.
Harrison Radiator made all the thermostats, all the heaters, all the air conditioners, all the Hey, this is just one little tiny spot we're talking about. And go to Ohio, go to Pennsylvania, all the towns had that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And it's all gone, and it's all been taken away.
Exactly. And who did that? Who did that, and why did they do it? And we need, this is what the American people need to wake up to. And these union workers who are being played against their fellow Americans as if it's an us against them mentality, don't they get it? That these schmucks are leading them down the primrose path too. It just makes me crazy, Tom, that people don't recognize now how they're being played. Don't you see? There are no jobs. Why aren't there any jobs? Because they sent them all overseas.
Well, we can bring them back. Just put up some trade barriers, and the people would jump to it. And, man, everybody can either get a job at a small factory starting up, and people that are, you know, more capable will be starting the small factories. It'd be wonderful.
Yes, it would. Tom, hang on. I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and I'm going to try to grab another caller. But hang on, Tom. I'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, go there, tons of information. There's a contact button on there. You can contact me as well. I know we've only got a few more minutes left, Tom, but, you know, I agree with you. I think isolationism is a wonderful thing, and I think that's what I wish some of these, well, we know what the whole hustle is with these politicians, but I wish, I don't know, Ron Paul, I know he talks about pulling our military out of all of the rest of the world. I don't know if he's ever talked about isolationism. Has he talked about the free trade agreements, or so-called free trade agreements, which is, of course, a lie? I don't know. Has he? Do you know?
About it. That's what always amazes me. I mean, it's such a simple solution. I believe it is the solution. And I never hear anybody hammering it home. And we should be hammering it home as much as we're hammering home the Federal Reserve and the phony coupon money that we call it money, the coupon currency that we run around with. It should be the trade barriers should be just as important.
Yeah, because it's real, yeah, it, they should be, and they're not. So because they're not, and that's that is key.
Yeah,
where are all our jobs?
Yeah,
where
jobs,
are they?
Yeah, jobs. Well, how do you get jobs? Hey, you got to have a manufacturing base. Hey, put up
exactly.
a tanner and get it back.
Exactly. And our educational system, you can throw all the money you want in the world at that. You're not going to change that because the problem is the curriculum.
No,
and they know that, too.
No, when We need trade schools.
I agree. We do so that we can have people who can do all these different, I remember at the Ford plant, the tool and die makers, they were making a fortune. And I'm thinking, I'm going back, 25, 30 years ago, I knew they were making like $80,000, $90,000 a year then.
Yeah, no, I used to work at Harrison Radiator many, many years ago. And if you extrapolate for the inflation, I was 19 years old and I stepped up to the line and I was making about between roughly $50,000 to $60,000 a year.
Yeah, yep. They were making bucks, yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I don't know, Tom. Well, maybe that's what we need to do. We need to start talking about isolationism, and you want jobs. It would be nice if the Black Congressional Caucus wasn't busy hustling people, dividing them with race. If they really wanted to do something for the people in the Black community, I think that, well, first off, I don't agree with any division. You shouldn't have these separate groups here, like the Black Caucus or, Asian, whatever. I don't think there's an Asian one, but anyway, you get my point. But if they really wanted to do something for the people in the Black community, they'd be focusing on the curriculum that they're dumbing down the kids with, and they would be talking about this. But they're not talking about it. Why? Because they're just hustlers, too, along with all the other politicians who are hustling us.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Call in again, and I'm not going to be able to get to you, Chris, in Las Vegas, because there's only a minute or two left. So you're welcome to call in tomorrow, Chris, if you'd like to. Talk about this. You can certainly bring up whatever comment you wanted to make today. You can certainly call back tomorrow, Chris, and make the comment. You know I'm welcome to have any and all input. And someone actually sent me the definition of consent, which it is defined as a noun. But I have to tell you honestly, because it states that it's an agreement as to action or opinion. And to agree with something, agreement. I would like to see somebody give me the agreement, the definition of agreement, because you have to agree to something, you have to take some kind of an action, right? You either agree or you disagree. So I don't know how you can give your consent to something without taking some kind of an action. Anyway, listen, everybody, I'm going to Oz. On that note, we'll get it all figured out tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad station, and we'll come up with it. We will solve all the world's problems again tomorrow. How's that sound? Anyway, I'd love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. We got smart cookies out there like all the people who called in today, so lots of good ideas. I'll be back. Don't lose heart. Better days are coming, and the sun will come up. Take care, everybody.
Ever claim.